With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the weather may foul up your weekend. Correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Millions of Americans are going to see some bad weather. The National Weather Service says a wintry mix could make for dangerous traveling conditions through today from the Pacific Northwest into parts of the nation's midsection. The Northeast should expect heavy, wet snow and gusty winds. Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts. The Weather Service warning power may get knocked out in some areas there. Parts of North Carolina, Virginia, and West Virginia may see ice from freezing rain. And that, say forecasters, could make travel hazardous there tonight and tomorrow. I'm Rita Foley.
The longtime head of the National Rifle Association, Wayne LaPierre, has resigned his position. LaPierre had come under scrutiny for allegedly diverting tens of millions of dollars from the NRA and spending organization funds on personal trips, no-show contracts, and other questionable expenditures. Meanwhile, Attorney General Merrick Garland says a 2022 gun law requiring stricter background checks for young people is paying off.
In the 19 months since the Act's passage, those checks have already kept 527 firearms out of the hands of young people who are prohibited from having them.
Those denied a gun purchase include a person convicted of rape, a suspect in an attempted murder case, and someone who had been involuntarily committed for mental health treatment, according to the Justice Department. The leader of the Lebanese militia Hezbollah says his group must retaliate after a presumed Israeli strike hit a Beirut neighborhood this week, killing a senior Hamas official. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 25 points, the Nasdaq rose 13. This is SRN News. Most Americans have friends of other faiths.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 61% of the general population has at least a few friends who follow a different religion. That includes 51% of evangelical Protestants, 67% of mainline Protestants, 59% of Catholics, and 41% of black Protestants. Most Americans don't talk about religion with their friends, however. Less than one-third say they ever bring it up. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man living as a woman has been disqualified from running for the Ohio House after omitting his former name on circulating petitions to get on the ballot. Vanessa Joy was running as a Democrat in a heavily Republican district and had legally changed his name and his birth certificate prior to the campaign. However, a 1990s state law says that a candidate must provide any name changes within the last 5 years to qualify for the ballot. This is SRN News. Florida residents can begin importing cheaper prescription drugs from Canada.
It's the first time any U.S. state has used the approach in all those years of frustration with U.S. drug prices. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed the plan into law in 2019, but it required approval by the FDA. Importing cheaper drugs has long been popular with patients and consumer groups, but faced years of pushback by the pharmaceutical industry. Both President Biden and former President Trump supported importing medications to help lower costs. John Scott reporting.
An earthquake has shaken a wide area of Southern California. The quake struck at 10:55 a.m. Friday. After several revisions, the magnitude was set at 4.2. The quake was centered about a mile northwest of Lytle Creek in the San Gabriel Mountains, about 45 miles east of downtown Los Angeles. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.